It's the Bob McCowan Podcast, brought to you by Bet Rivers. Download their online casino and sportsbook app today.
It's the Bob McCowan Podcast, but it's the bonus show. We are now doing six shows a week, which is ridiculous, and because there are only 5 days in the week. There are seven. Well, if you include weekends, you want to work weekends?
I have worked, by the way, I have worked weekends all my life.
So
haven't you?
Yep. Yeah. So wow. How many years did I work weekends when the Blue Jays were on? Like 1977 to about 2000. Yeah. You know, I worked weekends, you know, 6 months, 7 months a year.
I have to. It's funny you say that, because there was a point in my life that I thought weekends were Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, I never got Monday, Tuesday off, so I never had a weekend.
Yeah,
I am now of an age where I enjoy my weekends off, John.
By the way,
I don't intend to change that.
I'm going to call you on Saturday just to say, would you like to talk for 20 minutes?
And I'll say, screw off.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Hey, so yesterday the big news was, or it was some of the big news stories, Vince Carter and Chauncey Billups, two players, will be announced on Saturday to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts.
There's very little in this world that interests me less than people getting inducted into a Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, save that. We're going to talk about it in a couple of minutes.
Okay, let's do it.
Back after this.
Hi, this is Bob McCowan for BetRivers.com. Hey, if you're looking for a sports book or casino app, you should check out the BetRivers Sports and Casino app today. Play all of your favorite casino games for real money, anywhere and anytime. Plus, get in the action with each sports game with hundreds of sports betting options. And get ready to feel like a VIP, because you'll earn both loyalty level points and bonus store points on every real money wager you make. You must be 19 plus, available in Ontario only. Please play responsibly. If you have questions or concerns about your gambling or someone close to you, contact Connex Ontario at 1-866-531-2600 or speak to an advisor free of charge. BetRivers.com.
Okay, why do you hate Hall of Fames? Come on, why do you hate Halls of Fame?
Well, we make a big deal out of it. The truth is, it's the personal opinion of some idiot who probably has never played the game, who probably has only watched it and covered it for some newspaper. That's the people who make the decision, except in hockey, where it's a bunch of egomaniacs who hide behind a curtain and tell you who they think, who their friends are. You
know? The inner sanctum.
Yeah.
The inner sanctum.
Only the friends get into the Hall of Fame in hockey.
I don't think so anymore. I think that's changed.
Well, think so.
But the basketball one is...
Right.
The basketball hall is, I think, a little different. I do think that there's a cross-section of people in and around the game that have played the game, that are active. Basketball, the Basketball Hall of Fame, and it's not the NBA Hall of Fame, in many ways is not exclusive. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. It's rather inclusive.
Has your opinion of Vince Carter changed now that he's a Hall of Famer?
No.
Well, so what's the point?
So are you suggesting he should be in the Hall of Fame or shouldn't?
I don't care if he is or isn't, but he's good enough to be in the Hall of Fame, sure.
You do.
He played until he was 43 years old.
Yeah, that's a good question. Should Halls of Fame just be for longevity?
No, of course not. I really don't care about Halls of Fame. I know
what do you want to talk about? No. Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, it's just we make a big deal out of a Hall of Fame guy. I don't think that matters at all. My respect for an opinion of an athlete is the same before he gets in the Hall of Fame as after. I don't want to honor somebody else's decision. The decision on whether a guy is good or great is mine, and it's yours. And they may differ, and that's fine.
Sure.
But I'm not going to change my opinion because of somebody I don't know and somebody I don't care about making a decision.
So you would disband all Halls of Fame?
Well, that's not my call, is it?
Well, no, but you have a you don't think there should be a baseball
Hall of Fame? I'm not going to go. I've never been to Canton, Ohio. I've never been to the Baseball Hall. I've never been. I don't go to Halls of Fame. They are irrelevant to me.
I think they have a place. I think they have a place within the system that says to great players whose time has passed. You know, let's face it, their time has passed, that, you know, that you have not been forgotten, and we're honoring your contributions to the game.
Fine. Way you go. Have a nice time.
But Bob, I sat there at an award show that for you when you were honored by the Sports Media Canada.
So what?
No, so my point is, I think that there is a place for them. I think there's a place for all those types of things.
It's something to do. It's some place to go, I guess, but I could care less. I don't think it matters at all. And that thing that was for me, who voted on that?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Exactly.
Well, but wasn't it nice to get a free lunch?
It's always nice to get free anything, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, I found it yesterday was a fascination, because for me, Carter, I started to look at his numbers. He averaged between 16 and 17 points a game. He did play 24 years. He played for six different teams. And he didn't win a championship. And I know you don't think that's a factor.
No, not. He played for the Toronto Raptors for 8 years. Wasn't it 6-8 years?
Yeah, in there. Yeah.
And they were a young team.
He played seven seasons in Toronto, Bob.
And he played with a bunch of guys generally who weren't good enough to win a championship. And it wasn't his fault. And he was probably the best player in the NBA at that time, right?
Top five, yeah. Top five.
Sure. Whatever.
Sure. And let's face it, his impact wasn't necessarily for, and I want to phrase this properly because I don't want to get the Twitter sphere mad at me. His impact was not what he did for a full game for the most part. It was what he could do on ESPN every night or TSN every night with his slam dunks.
Well, answer me this. The Toronto Raptors won the world championship in 19, right? Which member of that team is better than Vince Carter was?
I would take Kawhi.
No, I would not.
Vince Carter was a better player
than Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, no.
There's no question in my mind. No question.
I think Carter may have been better offensively, but I think the complete game, playing at both ends of the court.
Okay, I'll let you have that if you want.
But, Kawhi Leonard won the Defensive Player of the Year. Has he won it twice?
I don't know.
Vince Carter's never won a Defensive Player of the Year. Vince Carter was spectacular, Bob. Spectacular. I'm not denying that. But I don't think he was near the complete basketball player that Kawhi Leonard was.
Well, my point was that Kawhi Leonard has won a championship. Does that make him better than Vince Carter?
I don't think it's cut and dry that says, okay, you won a championship, you're a better player. But I do think that there's something when you do a checklist of a guy that gets to a Hall of Fame or gets acknowledged as one of the greatest, that winning championships in a team sport is important.
It's important to you. It's not important to me at all. It means nothing.
No, it doesn't. It has to mean something.
Nothing. Nothing. Zero. Making one guy on a football team out of 24 is a great player, but he never wins a championship. Was Ernie Banks a good baseball player? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. I've seen his numbers. I've seen him on YouTube. I've seen
how
him
many
on,
World Series did he win?
Well, you know as well as I do, he won none.
Marino, was he a good quarterback?
Yeah, he was. Dan Marino, that's your favorite argument. I understand that.
Well, they're only examples. There are millions of guys who were great players who weren't on a team that won a championship. Would you say that Austin Matthews is a good NHL player?
No, he's a great
in the Hall of Fame.
He's a great NHL player, and if he continues this trajectory, he will be in the Hall of Fame.
Right. And how many second rounds of playoffs has he been in? Forget championships.
One. Yeah.
What has team success got to do with his greatness? Nothing.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I do think if you're sitting there and you're voting for those types of things, I think it's a consideration. I really do.
But it shouldn't. That's what I'm saying, John.
Yeah. And
it shouldn't matter at all. But it matters to stupid people who think that championships somehow tell a story. They don't.
I think they don't tell any story at all. I think it tells an aspect. I think there, if you do a checklist of 10 or 12 things for greatness in a team sport, I think championships are a factor.
You're making an argument based on your opinion.
Sure. Well, as you talked about right off the top, people that are on committees, whether it be, you know, the baseball committee or the one for Springfield, you have to deal with opinion. Because sports is not completely 100% factual. Sports is subjective.
But what I'm saying is the opinion that an athlete is better because he's won a championship is ridiculous, and you can't.
Okay, so let me ask you. So I just tweaked to something. So would you then say that you have to hit numerical thresholds to be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I don't care about Hall of Fame, as I told you. So it's an irrelevant question to me, but that's part of the barrier, the reason why people are thought of as Hall of Famers. Yeah. If you and I were going to vote on the Hall of Fame, one of the first things we do is we'd look at the statistics, right?
It would be a factor, yes.
Right, exactly. Yeah, would not look at was how many titles did he win? How many championships?
Okay.
There's a great hockey player in Edmonton right now who's scoring, yes. Right?
Yep.
Is he on track to be a Hall of Famer? Of course.
Just like Austin Matthews.
How many championships has he won?
Right now,
will that be a factor in you deciding whether he should get the Hall of Fame?
At this point, if Connor McDavid never won a championship and kept on this trajectory, he'd be in my Hall of Fame.
Exactly. So,
yeah. But that's a good point. All right, we'll be back after this on the McCown Podcast. So earlier this week, Bob, we had a discussion with Pierre McGuire, and we almost got onto the topic about your favorite hockey team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Big Four. We're gonna assign you. You're the new general manager. Keith Pelley's gonna hire you as the new general manager of the Maple Leafs.
Smart guy.
Well, he's a good friend, so you have to deal with that.
You never know. Okay, I mean,
I'm not sure you can afford the pay cut. So you have Matthews, you have Marner, you have Nylander, and you have Tavares.
Yeah.
And he says you got to cut the budget by two guys.
No, he would never say that. Ever. You know.
Well, because he likes to spend money?
You know that for sure. He doesn't care how much is going in. He wants to set a record for how much is going out. That's my friend Pelly. God bless him.
Are you still? But are you still on the thought process that they have to get rid of William Nylander?
Yes.
More than anybody else. Now, John Tavares is.
Tavares' end is coming, right?
But are you? Yeah, but are you going to if you said to John Tavares, who's
making I'm not going to resign him. No,
at all. You're not re-signing him at all.
Well, I don't think he'll take $2 million a year, will he?
That's a great question. I don't think he would take two, but he might take four.
No, not interested.
Finish his career, play a role.
I don't care about that stuff. That's irrelevant to me. I want to win, right?
Yep.
I don't care about legacy. I don't care about where he retires, who he plays for next. That's nonsense. That has no value.
So, but you said something. You don't think Tavares can win?
I didn't say that. I didn't say he didn't couldn't win. I said I care about winning, not about legacy.
But if again, you're the new general manager, and I decided that you and I were going to.
I would probably not re-sign Tavares, and I would trade Nylander.
See, it's interesting. I am now of the belief that I'd trade Marner first.
Well, I can see your point, but Nylander to me is a selfish one-way hockey player.
Wow. I think he's morphed into a pretty complete player. Well, I know you
think all players are great.
No, I don't.
You think Nylander is a better player than Marner right now?
I like Nylander's game better, and I think
why? What about his game? Is he as good a passer? Is he a better checker? No,
he's not a better checker. He's not a better checker. He's not a better checker than Marner.
The only thing he's better at is scoring goals. Period.
He can skate. He's a better skater.
There's lots of skaters who don't play hockey. You know.
What's that?
Being a good skater is irrelevant. There's lots of great players who are not great skaters, right?
I think. Like?
Well, Tavares isn't a good skater.
Right. I think that's diminished his.
He's a Hall of Famer, though, isn't he? Or close to it.
That's a great question. My answer is no.
Well, I think he is.
My answer with John Tavares is no.
I think his career stats suggest he's a Hall of Famer and he's not a good skater. So don't tell me that skating really matters. It's pretty to watch. I'll give you that. But it doesn't matter as far as winning games is concerned. No. Not at all.
I think skating with the speed of the game. I think skating has changed, and I think that what you see now is all those guys, all the great players.
I know you're a traditionalist, and you talk you did 30 years ago. You won't evolve.
Skating has improved. No, Bob. The problem now is that in the game of hockey, is that everybody skates so much better than they did 30 years ago.
Sure.
And so it's, you know, when you started covering the NHL and covering hockey, there were three or four guys that could shoot the puck. Now everybody can shoot the puck. Everybody can
skate. Suppose I give you a guy who can skate like the wind, but couldn't handle the puck if he had it, you know, if it was tied to a stick.
I would probably say better start working on your, you've got a challenge. Yeah, you've got a challenge.
Now, I give you another guy who can score 30 goals a year but can't skate worth hell.
I think you have the same issue.
No, you don't. John, you keep that guy because his results, what he produces, is important to you. Skating in and of itself is a nice thing to watch. It's pretty. But is it effective? Does it really make a difference? The answer is no, it doesn't.
We'll disagree about that one. So that's you're saying Nylander over Marner or Nylander over everybody on that Maple Leafs split?
I probably would. You know, I would understand if they traded Marner, but I personally, I would rather see them deal with Nylander. And hopefully with the kind of year he's had offensively, they could get something good for him.
Yeah.
I think they have more for Nylander right now than they would for Marner.
Oh, see, I think it's the exact opposite. I think they'd get more for Marner because I think there's a I think people value Mitch Marner more than they do William Nylander.
Well, that's good if that's true. I would hope so.
I think that's probably one of the reasons why if you were forced to, your buddy Pelly forced you to get rid of one of them, that I'd get rid of Marner because you can probably finally get that extra defenseman that you need.
Either way, you get that.
Why haven't they done that then?
Well, I don't know, John. Why is the same coach here who has failed 6 times in a row in the playoffs? Why?
Yeah. This is a fascinating year for Sheldon. You're right. I don't know if they
you're talking about the players all you want, but the coach has failed repeatedly in the playoffs. And that's when coaching is supposed to be important, right?
Yes.
It's postseason. Well, he has failed. Not underachieved. He's failed. He gets a D in every year, maybe with the exception of last year. I give him a C-.
Before we go, how do you rate, particularly we'll talk about other teams later on, but how do you rate Leafs' success this year short of winning the Stanley Cup?
None.
So third round, if they get to the third round, you're still firing.
I'd be ecstatic. There's no chance they will. None. If they get to the second round, I'll be thrilled. But I doubt it.
Yeah. It's a fascinating discussion.
What about you? What do you think?
Well, I think when you consider that Brad Treliving has come in here and he's tried to with his, you know, he's been handcuffed a little bit because of the contracts that Kyle Dubas put in place. And the coach that he gave a short-term extension to, I think if they get to the third round, they might be thinking of having a parade like they did in 1993.
What do you think will happen is what I asked.
I think they'll lose in the first round.
Me too. Thank you.
I think they'll lose it. I think they'll lose in the first round. I think it's going to be interesting to see when it starts.
No, it won't be interesting at all. It'll be embarrassing once again.
Well, we'll see.
And they better make big changes coming up this year.
Okay, Bob, and I'll be back after this. So, okay, just quickly before we close, then we both agree that Toronto is going to be probably out in the first round, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you see there are four other Canadian teams in the playoffs? Winnipeg, Edmonton, Vancouver. Do you see them out in the first round too, or what do you see?
It depends on who they play, but the only team I like a little bit is Edmonton.
Yeah.
And them just a little bit. I don't think they're one of the four or eight best teams in the NHL, but I like them a little bit. Vancouver, no. Winnipeg, no.
All four teams, they all have flaws, and that's when you compare them to.
They aren't good enough, John.
Yeah, yeah.
And even Edmonton, there was a while when they were winning all those games where I thought Edmonton had a chance to be a great team. Now I don't. I don't think they're great.
Yeah,
teams that are better than them.
Yeah, the challenge is, can Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, who needs to get his game in a better place as well, can they drag a team through a couple of rounds of playoffs?
No. Well, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Okay, Robert. Thanks for this.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thanks for listening and watching the bonus edition of the McCowan Podcast.
It's the Bob McCowan Podcast, brought to you by Bet Rivers. Download their online casino and sportsbook app today.